Hello, welcome our grazing masses to episode 5 of The Casting Cow. Long awaited, I'm afraid. We're here once again to bring you trivial nonsense on your commute, in the shower, down the mines, on your Sunday stroll. My name is James, with me I have Jack. Jack,
how are you? Yeah, very good.
Remember, you can follow us on Twitter at casting_cow. Any subjects you want us to cover, tweet us, and we will 100% guarantee we will respond. At the moment, it's pretty much a guarantee because
We haven't got anyone
tweeting us, so we will definitely reply.
Yeah.
Jack, why, we might as well start, why have we been away for so long?
We've been two busy bodies, haven't we, really? I've done a lot. A lot's gone on. You've done a lot.
Yeah.
We've done a half marathon.
Yeah. How did that go? For you. I can tell you how it went for me. I don't think I've ever been so tired in my life.
I thought I was going to smash everything, and I didn't. And I basically...
Even with the sachets.
Yeah, I strapped up. I had limber support. Everything, but as you know, I have a bad back, so within the first 5 minutes of the marathon, my back seized up, my right foot went numb. What else happened?
Just not built for it.
I'm not built for it. I have a heavy frame, and nothing really spurred me on, apart from this lovely lady that was in front of me, who had quite a nice sporting derriere, right? Yeah. And I thought to myself, I could overtake her, but then I'd lose my passion. So I thought, if I just stay behind her, every time I'm lacking in motivation, I look up, and there it is, bouncing away.
It's all very Weinstein, this. You've got to be careful nowadays.
I've got to
say.
Be careful with...
Yeah. You're delving into bad jogger territory there.
Hang on. Going on Weinstein, right?
Yeah.
Right. So...
This is like, you need to be so careful what you're saying right here.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, go on.
Yeah. He's quite... Like, not only as a pig, as a person now, right?
Yeah.
He looks like a pig.
He looks awful. He looks like if you were to cast a bad guy in a Bond film, like, he just looks horrible, doesn't he?
Yeah. I mean, is fame worth it?
Can you turn your phone off, please? Jesus.
Here's the tweets coming in.
Oh, yeah, probably. His fame. Well, he didn't even chase fame. He just. Oh, you're saying for the women.
Yeah. For all the really attractive A-list models.
Well, it's obviously like quite an underlying problem, isn't it?
Oh, would you sleep with him?
It depends how much he offered me. Really.
Well, you just played right into his hands there, haven't you?
He offered me a part. You know, think about it. Yeah. So, the marathon. Yeah, the other person who ran with us, Ian and I, we raised a lot of money for cancer research. You didn't.
I tried. No one would part with their hard-earned cash.
Yeah, so thank you to all those who supported us.
How much did you raise then, money bags?
320 quid.
Fuck, wasn't.
It was.
Wasn't.
It was.
I saw that.
It 280 was... maybe, I don't know, something like that.
Right.
It was good, so thank you to everyone who did that.
Yeah.
Going to Twitter, @WittoA.
Yeah, bless her.
Wants to hear our thoughts on the article pasted here, #NakedBeach. So it wasn't really an article. I'm not sure if she actually clicked on it, but it was just pictures of really quite ugly people... just on a beach playing chess. Have you ever been to a nudist beach?
Yeah, probably. I've seen a few in my time going around the globe. I want to just drill down a little bit more. Why is Witto A, right? Why is she looking at this?
Yeah, it's a good question.
Why? What's brought her to it? I know she goes on yoga retreats on her own. Is this the next level?
This is maybe the next level. I actually encountered this myself on holiday with my parents. We were on this little boat, like the smallest one you could hire out. They said, go and like moor us to those rocks. So they threw me, I swam in like a hero, they threw me my shoes.
Yeah.
As I go to retrieve the shoe, which was thrown quite a distance, I look up, there it is.
What?
Naked family.
Your family?
Nope, no. A different one. There's the mum, the dad, two kids, all naked.
Two kids?
Yeah, you can't really go backwards from here. So I moored up, literally on the swim back, I was just hysterical.
Did you moor up and feel awkward that you were in clothes?
Yeah, I don't think I felt that awkward.
Did you strip off?
But it was obviously a really private little rock island thing, and it was obviously where they go to, you know, get this.
Rock hard, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Rock hard.
But he actually wasn't.
You do have... I don't think you have it now, but in your yesteryears, you were quite prone to always just getting naked.
Yeah, it's my thing, yeah.
Yeah, you scared a lot of people off in your time.
Yeah, I just got quite into it. It was just quite liberating, and it generally happened whenever I got in. It was it. Clothes straight off.
Yeah, doesn't matter who was there.
No.
Strangers.
Yeah, yeah.
You really wanted to show them your goods.
Yeah, but it's not exactly like I was even that proud of them. It was just...
No, I mean, I've unfortunately seen them quite a few times, and there's nothing to be proud of though.
Them.
Yeah.
I've got two dicks.
Hermaphrodite.
Thank you for that, Witto A, but I don't think you clicked on the article. There was no real meat to that. But no.
There was somewhere.
Well, no, we. Yeah.
Right.
We haven't considered a nudist holiday, but by your post, we assume you are considering it, and we'd love to know how it goes.
If you are going, I'll come with you.
Oh, yeah. There you go. There's an offer.
Yeah.
You'll probably keep your boxes on there, won't you? Like a little nervous Nelly.
Hey, I'm famed. Like a Ron Jeremy. So our last conversation, we covered what we would do as a showstopper.
You're talking Bake Off, right?
I'm talking Bake Off, right. And I think my showstopper was a grey elephant with two tusks, not two trunks. And it was, I can't remember the flavour of it. It was orange flavoured.
Yeah, I think I was going to do like an Olympic breakfast from Little Chef.
Yeah.
And it was going to be like tea flavoured or something.
Right.
And like breakfast tea flavoured bits and then sausage flavoured bits. Which actually, I think, which sounded more impressive than what anyone did on the...
I haven't seen it.
Well, very nice girl won it, called Sophie, but she is...
Oh, she was the fit one?
No.
Oh, she wasn't?
No.
Oh.
She was...
She's listening. You are beautiful, lady, but obviously not...
Not as fit as the Russian one.
Does she Russian? Oh, that's why then, isn't it?
Oh, she was...
Talking about Russian women, right?
Go for it.
I've been to Russia a few times, and I tend to round it up as most Russian women are drop-dead gorgeous, and they date the most ugly-looking men.
I think that's just like a... It's just a mismatch in their genes. Just a bit like...
Are you...
Eastern European men generally are quite like...
Yeah.
You know, maybe like I not as attractive as the women.
Maybe I should move to Russia.
But I'm pretty sure everyone says that about England. Like, blokes
are brilliant. Well, there's some absolute rotters around this county.
You know, that's what I'm saying. But,
Again, on Bake Off.
Yeah.
Didn't one of the contestants tweet the result of the final before...
No, that was the judge, Prue.
Right.
It's just the dumbest move ever.
So everyone knew the winner before they watched it.
Yeah.
Did ratings
drop? That's like the most important thing. Don't give the winner away. Oh, I was in a different time zone. I've got an idea. Don't tweet the winner. Just wait until... Just don't do it. Just wait until all the dust has settled and then you can say something.
Did the ratings drop?
It's a good question. I don't know. Part of me thinks it might have been a tactic.
Yeah.
She can't be that stupid.
I don't know who this woman is. Bring back Mary Berry.
Yeah.
Legend. Okay, right. So I'm just reading off the script here. It's quite a long paragraph you've written here. The internet has nominated the Twitter employee who shut down Trump's account for a Nobel Peace Prize.
Yes.
Yeah. Wait.
Yes.
A former Twitter customer support worker.
Yeah.
It's getting complicated now.
Here we go.
Deactivated.
Yes.
The US president, i.e. Donald J. Trump.
Yes.
Choice of mouthpiece.
As in like...
What, is it like a kazoo?
No, as in like, you know, it's his choice way of communicating.
Right. You've tried to flutter this right. Right. Oh, you just copied and pasted it?
Yeah.
Anyway, right. So he's... Who is this?
Do you want me to break it down for you?
I have to learn.
Right.
Just stop interrupting me. A former Twitter customer, yeah? So there could be anyone.
Not a customer.
You've written a Twitter customer. A former Twitter customer support worker.
Customer support worker. He's not a Twitter customer. He's a Twitter customer support worker. Read the rest of it.
So they've deactivated Trump's Twitter account.
Jesus, yes.
Not his mouthpiece.
Right.
On his last day of work.
Yeah.
He's still working as the president.
Oh my God. The Twitter guy. His last day of work.
Oh, right. You need to... This is why you can't copy and paste shit.
Right, okay.
For the whole 11 minutes.
Yes.
Oh, well, that's years in internet years.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, all right. Good.
I can summarise what you just did. Right. Guy, last day at work.
Yeah.
Works for Twitter.
Right.
I'm going to have a laugh.
Yeah.
Shut down Donald Trump's internet account, his Twitter account.
Why did you not just type that?
Oh my God, because I thought, you know, it's a nice bit of language. You struggle.
It's not a nice bit of language.
Anyway.
Right.
So, this is obviously like pretty funny, because anyone at Twitter can shut down any account. And he thought, well, they've sacked me, so bosh, he's going.
Yeah. See you later, Trump.
Did the world a favour.
Yeah.
Wish he deleted all his content as well.
Yeah.
But I thought that was quite funny, quite a cool thing to do.
Yeah.
And then I thought, well, actually, like, Facebook would probably call him up and go, well, you can have a job, mate.
Did they?
No, but they should do.
Right.
It's, you know, it's got morals and technical ability.
Yeah.
Have you done anything weird on your last day at work? Or have you got any revenge at work by...
revenge at work.
Revenge at work. Yeah, I'm thinking particularly when we used to work for a very small supermarket chain called Budgens.
Right, yeah. You probably could have left the name out there.
Why?
Well, because if I fall in hard times, I might be going back there for a job.
I don't think Budgens are listening.
Well, yeah, they might do. I actually... I don't know if I should say this. You know that girl I met on the on that one night stand, right?
Yeah.
Her dad is the owner of that store that we used to work at. He bought me a beer that night.
Did you tell him that you used to?
No, because I had no idea what was going to happen the rest of the evening.
Right. So you thought best not just tell him all the stories about how he eat all the food.
Yeah, but he was walking around the pub with his Budgens shirt on, obviously very proud that he's the owner of that location, Budgens.
You know, there's more that they're all around the country, don't
they? Yeah. Right. Yeah, okay. But the people own them, don't they?
Right.
Yeah.
It's a
and he's like, oh,
franchise.
Have a beer, Jack. This is my daughter, or whatever her name was.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, thanks. And then obviously, how the night then transpired later, I was like, wow. So.
Got to see a Budgens.
Is that revenge?
I don't think that's revenge, but it's sly. Yeah. I mean, I could, apart from sort of like petty theft and eating on the job, like the food of the supermarket.
Yeah, it shows.
the only that, like, to be honest, the most impressive one was a guy we used to go to university with called Rory.
Yeah.
Surname will remain nameless. And he actually urinated in his boss's shoes on his last day of work.
What? I take it the boss wasn't wearing the shoes at the time.
Well, one can only guess. No, he wasn't wearing them at the time. So, but one can only guess that, like, he might have thought something was up. But I think they did, like, pontooning or something.
What?
Pontooning.
What's that?
You go wade out in the river with waders on, and you build, like, a semi-permanent pontoon, like a floating
structure. I thought this was, like, a sexual innuendo.
no. Right. He's hating his boss and he pissed in his shoes.
Oh, so, hang on. I think you need to set up what he did for a living.
He was a pontooner.
Right, okay. That makes more sense now.
Yeah. So okay. His shoes might have been wet, to be fair. But, I mean, he's still safe in the knowledge he pissed in his shoes.
Yeah. I also remember another story. It's not really work-related about this chap, Rory.
Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't he once get cornered in a hotel by a...
Oh, my God. This is an absolute horror story. Oh, I'm going to tell it on his behalf. Yeah, I hope he's not listening. So, yeah, this same guy... gone out with a bunch of mates, and this South African kind of rugby guy was always sort of like buying him drinks and said yeah, and then the night was coming to a close, and he obviously thought this guy knows everyone else, so, you know, it's all cool. He said, oh, you should come back to my hotel room, got loads of beers there. He went yeah, cool. He said, yeah, everyone else is coming, we're gonna have a big room party. And he got to the room, there's no one in the room. He thought, well, I'm sure everyone's just on their way or whatever, and, you know, cracked open a couple of tinnies. The other gentleman goes into the bathroom whilst Rory's sat on the bed, and he just comes out fully starkers with what can only be described as an erection.
What the hell do you do in that sort of situation? Is he standing by the front door as well?
Oh, like, I don't know if he was blocking the room to the front door, but I just, like... Ah, that is awkward, isn't it?
What would you do in that situation?
Really awkward. I'd say, I think you've
got... Well, you might be naked as well, during, you know, your track pass.
Yeah,
in a real
maybe I'll let him on, yeah.
I mean, I've had that in my past line of work, right? But it wasn't that extreme.
Yeah. Here we go. This is like the confession room, so that's all going to come out. Go on.
Yeah. So I was in Johannesburg or Cape Town, one of the two. And... I got in, this is a couple of years ago, for the people that I've been with since. So
right.
It's not like I was, you know, on the back foot, right? So we all went out, got quite drunk, whatever, had a party, and then the hotel had a hot tub, yeah?
Mm, yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, cool, yeah, get everyone back to the hot tub, you know, have a bit of a foam party in the hot tub, and then, you know, see where it goes. Yeah. So
is this Weinstein's Diaries, or is this real life?
This is
real life, yeah. Okay, fine.
He might have been waiting in the wings, but... So I then went to... Everyone went back to their respective rooms to get their cozzies on.
Yes.
It's got me swimmers on. Got a bottle of beer, legged it back down to the jacuzzi, yeah? Got in there. Then the girls came. That was the first, you know, Okay, yeah. they've turned up. They got in the hot tub. Then this really old pilot, he's just a pervert, right?
Yeah.
Right. And he got into the hot tub, and the girls, after about 10 minutes, got out of the hot tub and left. And it was just me and this pilot in the hot tub, and it got really awkward, because it was like, well, we're both after the ladies, you're about 50 years older than me.
You just did it anyway.
So we just sort of, you know, it's that awkward goodbye bit where you have to leave, but you don't want to, you know.
I'm going to go now.
Oh, just, that was awkward, yeah. Okay, here we go again. Have you copied and pasted this one as well?
Yep.
Right, buckle up.
Please just, like, read a couple of lines ahead of where you are so it, like, flows a bit
That's
better.
That's actually impossible to do.
Right, okay, go on then.
Gay lions.
Split up!
Yeah, I've just... That's for dramatic effect, yeah? Gay lions. Split up.
Good.
Kenyan official says male lions who had sex must have been gay, men behaving badly. Doesn't really roll off the tongue, that, does it? Ooh.
Must have seen gay men behaving badly. It's not a B, it's a scene.
Right. Must have seen gay men behaving badly.
Yeah.
Right. And should be separated.
Yes.
You don't need to, you know, point it with your finger. The country's moral policeman, oh Christ, Ezekiel Mutua, says the animals must have been inspired by seeing gay men and should receive therapy. The animals were photographed after one mounted the other in a secluded bush area of the Masai Mara Game Reserve. So it's not like it was
Game
in the middle
reserve.
Of boots. Oh, God. In the southwest of the African country. Again,
Jesus, that was so hard.
You this need is, to, like, you know what? This pre-see is, this shit.
Can I just say?
Yeah?
That's written by a journalist from The Independent. That's not me writing that.
Well, they need to really...
You're saying they can't write
they
sentences.
They cannot write.
You can't read them.
Nah.
So, anyway, gay lions split up. What's your thoughts? I think that's bang out of order.
Well, bang out of order.
Exactly. Yeah. They don't want to mount each other, can. It's not like they're
well,
getting any pregnant.
Well, I reference Stephen Fry now for you.
Okie dokie.
Yep. He once said, yeah, that in, hang on the global planet,
yeah,
the only species that doesn't have same gender sex,
yeah,
is the human race.
But we do have same gender sex.
What? Oh, yeah. well, I don't know where he's getting at then.
Yeah, as in, like, it's not...
Oh, it's not frowned upon.
Well, it's not frowned upon now. You shouldn't frown upon gay people having sex.
I don't.
Right. Well, I know what you're saying. Yeah. As in, it's not like a taboo.
It's not a taboo. But there's people in the human race that do frown upon it.
Yeah.
Whereas in the animal kingdom,
they don't give a shit.
They don't give a two hoots.
No. Do you know why? Because I think specifically with this lion case, like, the male lions are often quite lazy, aren't they? And
right.
If they can't get a bird, because there's quite a lot of competition, isn't there?
For get a guy.
He's just gone. Come on, mate. I'm so tired. Can we just...
Gary.
Get each other off here.
Come over here, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I see how it happens, you know.
Back on that, dolphins do that as well.
Don't get into dolphins again.
Yeah.
Do not get into dolphins.
Have we had a response about that?
No, because it's the most ridiculous story I've ever heard.
Have you watched the
Yeah,
the
you
video?
Sent it to me. Yeah. It's a joke. It's like...
It's not a joke.
It's a joke that you believe.
You wait until you're swimming in that scene.
But, neatly, this kind of... Not saying that you're a gay lion.
Right.
But this kind of neatly brings me around to our much anticipated feature.
Well, hang on, Oh, good God, I can't talk. I'm so tired.
You haven't deciphered this?
Disseminated.
No, that's not really a word.
That is a word. That is a word.
Disseminate. Isn't that like explode? Like it's absolutely decimated. Is that what you mean?
No, that's like destroyed.
Yeah.
Disseminated means I've cut it up
right.
And reviewed each part.
Go on then.
Yeah. So this Mutua, yeah?
Yeah,
he wants to give the lions therapy.
Yeah.
So what, is he going to bring the lion in, put it on a couch?
Well, presumably he's so stupid that his kind of outdated views of sexuality in humans is applying to animals, which is obviously mental.
I think you're missing the point that the lion will probably just eat him.
Oh, yeah, for real.
Yeah.
But they've split them up, which I just think is out of order. Just let
the lions love. Let lines lie.
Let them lie. Let them lie with each other. Yeah. Or to whom they want.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can we move on now? Have we done
yeah.
Anything else?
I'm just, you know, I'm concerned because a lot of people say we don't cover stuff in enough detail.
Yeah.
So it's a hard task to get it just right.
Just right. Right. Mm. Well, vote in if we think we've skipped over that or whether we've done it.
If you want more on the lines.
But we've still got a lot to go, so.
Is that a pun on men behaving badly?
Yeah, but I can't imagine men behaving badly is that big in Kenya.
Well, you'll be surprised.
You know what? He's been watching too much of...
Was he from New York?
Too much of that men behaving badly, yeah?
They definitely don't speak like that in Kenya. Right.
He has been watching too much of the men... No, I can't do it. I can't do it. Okay, so what I was going to say is this love-inspired story, although...
Give me the different beef. Sexual. Sorry, that was mine.
Right, yeah. A different sexual nature
brings
me round to your much anticipated love life roundup. Okay, Jack, so you've got 5 minutes.
Never going to happen.
5 minutes to just. It's been a long time since episode four. Yeah. You need to whip up what's gone on since, because although it bores me, apparently there's a lot of you out there who.
People are loving it.
Really like it.
They really enjoy like it.
I think they find solace in, you know.
Yeah.
Hearing your pain.
The modern man's struggle.
Yeah, exactly. The modern man's struggle. Yeah. Right.
Where did I leave off, actually, last time? Do you remember?
You got actually quite personal about an ex-girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So if she listened to it, I'm pretty sure she won't be listening to it now. So maybe you could keep it a bit more general.
Yeah.
Yeah? Go for
it. All right, I'll go from there, shall I?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so did I get to the bit where I bought, you know, paid for a hotel in London with her?
Yeah, we've done all
that. We've done all that. All right, skip forward.
What's happened since?
Well, since then she was like, don't talk to me. I'm dating someone else. And I was like, you are literally the devil.
Up and down.
Up and down.
Left and right.
Get Fraser onto her, because she needs help.
Oh, is Fraser a...
psychologist.
Yeah, yeah.
Psychiatrist.
Yeah. Well, he's a radio one. He's not a real one, is he?
Well, he was.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You know he's not real, right?
Do you know, I can't watch the last episode of Fraser.
Why? Do you know what I'm
saying? Yeah.
Why? What happened?
Because that's an end of an era.
Genuinely,
I'm closer to death if I watched that last episode.
Right.
Yeah. Can't do it.
Okay, well, I didn't know how much you liked Fraser, but...
Oh, I love it.
Okay.
So, anyway, enough of her. She's gone.
Yeah.
What happened next? What happened next?
Well, have you been on any dates since? Did you...
Not as such.
Did you cook for someone?
Oh, I did, yeah.
Yeah.
Who did I cook for? I can't remember. Who the hell did I cook for?
God, this is like speaking to an old man.
Who the hell did I cook for?
If they're listening, I'm sure they feel pretty special.
Did she come round?
How am I supposed to know?
Did I go to that?
I'm pretty sure you went out for a steak dinner.
Oh, no, hang on.
Is that
that was Anna. Oh.
Anonymity, gone.
You've been outed, son.
Oh my goodness.
Did I not discuss that?
I don't know, mate.
Where she fucking ordered a steak tartare for 30 quid, and I ordered the chicken salad, and then a bottle of red wine, and then we went on another one, and she ordered the steak again.
She's absolutely rinsing you.
But that wasn't her. That wasn't her, because I remember that.
You've cooked for someone else's?
Yeah, I have. Oh, yeah, I do. Yeah. I did cook for someone.
Who?
I don't want to give her name away.
Okay. Oh, yeah, all right. Then how did it go? What did you cook? Do you cook
some, I can't remember what I cooked.
Sloppy casserole or something?
What did I cook?
You always tend to cook women roast dinners. It's like most unromantic food. Oh, yeah, look at the gravy. Look at the batter. It's like you can't get a less romantic food than a sloppy roast dinner. That's like comfort food. That's friend zone food, that is. If you want a woman, you've got to cook with spices. And tomatoes.
Yeah.
Things that are red, juicy.
Get that mash in your gob, love.
You know, get a peach involved. Oh. It's all sexual references.
Oysters.
A big old batter of Yorkshire pudding is in no way sexy.
Does it not make them feel comfortable?
Yeah, but like too comfortable. You want them to be, like, I think it's a little bit friend zone food.
Right.
I think cook with spice.
Maybe I did fajitas.
Cook with ambition.
Yeah.
Fajitas is, yeah, that's not bad.
I mean, I did go on.
You do get quite a lot of gas after Mexican food. That's the problem.
Yeah, I did take a girl once on a date in Rio.
Yeah,
and we went for oysters.
Aphrodisiac.
Yeah.
They're also horrible, though, aren't they?
Yeah, terrible.
Oh. It's such a good idea, but it's not.
She's married now. She got engaged at the weekend.
Oops.
Ooh. Yeah.
They all move on to better things,
they
don't they?
They do. Have you seen that film?
Isn't it a film? That, yeah, yeah. That he's like the stock guy, and then every time they go out
they
with
shag him.
Yeah, to then get a better life, and then no, meet the man of
like
their dreams.
It's like a curse.
Yeah.
Good Luck Chuck, it's called.
Oh, right. Is it Matthew McConaughey?
No, it's like Dax Shepard.
Oh, I don't know.
And the one in Sin City does the strip dance.
Don't watch Sin City.
Anyway, she... Oh, I've got so much. You've just reminded me.
Yeah.
I can't remember the last thing I've said. What was I saying?
Oh, God, this is... You literally just said...
Yeah.
She's got married, she's moved on to better things, and then we said, good luck, Chuck.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like I meet them,
yeah.
Then they know.
They know what they don't want.
They know what they don't want, but they sleep with me, and then they find the love of their life, get married and have kids.
Yeah. Well,
that's obviously been passed around the UK.
Yeah, well, you're a hot ticket.
I am.
Yeah. Endure a night with you, and you can get the man that you dreamed.
Anyway, back to the bird that I cooked for.
Yes.
Yeah. So she stayed round, had a bit of a cuddle here and there, and it was all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't spoken to her since. She's probably married now.
Mm.
Yeah. But I am off to Beijing next week.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah.
With a
lovely lady.
Yes. Yeah.
Bit of a rocket.
Ooh, a runny rocket.
Yeah. Sorry. I really don't think she listens to this podcast, so.
Okay, we're safe.
I think we're safe.
Just tell us this.
Maybe
we'll
put this out after I get back from Beijing.
You don't want to ruin it.
No.
It'll be a long 5 days.
But yeah, that's quite good.
Are you doing anything else to kind of pep up your love life?
Yeah. So a couple of episodes ago we were talking about speed dating.
Yeah.
Booked it in. Why?
Get in there.
Yeah.
This is content, guys. This is content.
Booked it in.
Episode 6 is going to be speed dating feedback.
And I land back from Beijing.
Yeah.
I'm going speed dating.
Brilliant. Where is it?
Sugarcane Clapham Junction.
Oh, is it actually? Yeah. When you said sugarcane earlier, I didn't think you meant the one in the club we used to go to.
Yeah, yeah, in there. Yeah. 15 quid, not bad.
Yeah. Did you get a drink?
I'm going to need a drink.
Ooh, this is important. What are you going to drink? Because that's the only thing you can judge someone on. You can't go with a sloppy pint or a Foster's top like you normally have.
Well, I've had a bit of a faux pas in the past where I went to a restaurant and I thought I'd be really cool and edgy and I ordered a Manhattan. And the girl ordered a Corona bottle or something, and the barman put the Corona bottle next to me, and the Manhattan. I had to just
that's embarrassing.
With the hands.
So for me, if I was a woman and I sat down, I'd like to see a man with a gin and tonic.
Oh,
okay, that's a slice of me, right? Sophisticated but not poncy.
Mm. No, I'm not going to go ale.
Red wine,
maybe
you can really get it down yourself or in your teeth.
Yeah, I've gone through a new style. Mate, was a Sebastian. Oh, I need sleep. I've gone through a new style smash up.
A smile stash up? What? Style smash up? Yeah.
Style rework.
Yes. Yeah.
So if I do wear it.
I've noticed you look different. You look younger.
I am younger.
Yeah.
I feel younger.
Dressing like a 50-year-old bloke. That was the problem.
How was I dressing like a 50-year-old bloke?
Well, V-neck jumpers. No one wears them anymore.
Yeah, they do. They come back.
Right. You look cool. You look relaxed.
I bought a...
You look young. You look like you might like do something with your life.
Dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You look like an IT consultant.
If everyone's wondering, what? I look like an IT consultant now.
No.
Right.
When you used to dress in this weird, ultra-smart way.
Right. I'll tell you what I'm wearing, because you're all going, oh, what's he wearing? What's he wearing? Yeah. What's this cad wearing
Nothing.
These days? Yeah. Nude. I'm wearing a pair of barber boots. Yeah.
Yeah.
Black jeans.
Yeah.
A barber t-shirt, but I'm not wearing it out later. I'm going to a party later, I'm not wearing it.
Right.
And I'm wearing a really nice, almost cashmere...
In no way is that cashmere.
Wool.
It's wool, right. Yeah. It's like a wool knit.
Wool knit cardigan, loose fit.
Loose fit, yeah. Looks good.
And you know I've... Oh, and, let's not forget...
Oh, they've topped it off Peaky Blinders flat cap.
Yeah.
Which looks pretty good, I have to say.
Get some.
It's very bit Beckham-esque, isn't it?
I am like Beckham, yeah.
Yeah.
But do you know where I've got this from?
In another sort of dimension.
Yeah, because... Years ago, or I don't know, it's intermittent period, you send me links from the internet about successful good-looking bald people.
Yeah, they always come up on your Facebook feed like, oh, why bald men are so much better, and oh, bald men can have more testosterone, and they're more successful. And I always send them to Jack just to make him feel better.
Yeah.
Go on.
So, Pinterest, great app, underused.
Yeah.
Good, great for ideas.
Yes.
I typed in Jason Statham style, right? And
you did roundhouse kicks all the way here, didn't you?
Yeah. I basically roundhouse. I basically styled my look on a bald man, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Really suits you.
I think it works.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
Oh, congratulations.
So I'm going to wear this tonight. I've got a shirt on, and we're going to see what happens. Any single ladies going tonight?
Other single ladies.
Other single ladies. Oh, God, here we go again. Copy and paste job?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, humans love dogs more than people.
Fact.
Humans love dogs more than people. A new research confirms. According to two studies, we're more likely to empathize with struggling dogs than people in difficulty.
Yeah.
You know? Medical research charity Harrison's Fund conducted an experiment 2 years ago, a bit out of date then, to test whether people were more likely to donate money to help dogs or humans. And they concluded,
it's the former.
It's the former.
Which means the first option.
The dogs. The dogs won.
The dogs won. Do you know why?
Dog's Day.
Because dogs are helpless. They can't say anything. So, like, you feel like an intrinsic need to kind of help them or guide them because they can't express what they mean.
Is that because we've taken it away from them?
No, it's because they can't speak, Jack.
No.
You went around just stealing all the dog voices.
Shush now, nope. Dog.
Shut up. I mean, they're getting too intelligent.
Oh, they're learning to think. No, I meant because have we taken away their wildness, their ability to thrive on their own?
Yeah, to a certain extent. Like, I was thinking the other day how mean it is to just chopped off my cat's balls.
You did that?
Well, I didn't do
it. Take it to the vet, man.
No, I didn't do it.
Christ.
But, like, it's, you have
we haven't
to do
seen
it now,
him in
but,
a couple of days.
But it's a bit like, well, I wonder what he'd be like, how much of a wanker he'd be, even more of a wanker if he had still had his balls. But that's his natural... That's his natural.
How
shit.
Much less of a wanker would you be if I chop your balls off?
I'd probably just get. I'd just be really dull and emotionless, I think.
Yeah.
Because like, that's where your testosterone
yeah,
is,
your,
isn't
your,
it?
Your yeah. gumption is.
Yeah, yeah.
Your juice.
What they say, if you've got balls, man, yep. Makes you.
Or,
you know.
Cojones.
Yeah. And I think I do have big balls because.
Oh, God.
I feel like I'm. Like, if I got put in a position, I'm a bit of a leader of men.
You're not a leader of men.
I am. I am courageous. Like, honestly, just given the right situation, they'd go, now that guy has balls.
Right. Twitter competition.
Yep.
Between me and you.
Yes.
If anyone would like to tweet in, who they'd rather lead them out from the trenches, me or James?
Oh my God, it's going to 100% be me.
It's not going to be
you. No one's following you, mate. You go the wrong way.
You can't see for a start.
You can't read.
I don't need to read to... You're blind as a bat. Anyway, I think I'd win that.
Okay, so humans love dogs more than people. Do you agree with that?
I hate people.
Yeah,
I don't like them. Yeah, they're morons.
Yeah, I think it's just also they're just so much simpler to deal with, aren't they? There's no
dogs.
Yeah, apart from them wanting food like with affection, there's no underlying secondary kind of. Oh, I've forgotten the phrase now.
Oh,
like
you're getting it
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I'm getting you're giving it.
It's the age.
There's no underlying.
They haven't got an ulterior motive.
That's the
yeah.
fella. There's no ulterior motives with animals
there
apart from food.
Cats.
What about them?
They have ulterior motives.
What's their motive?
Well, they lead you in a bit of love and affection, then they fuck off.
Right, but what's their motive?
Like your ex-wife.
Food.
Food, yeah, but I just don't trust them. Don't trust cats.
Right. Well, I do. Well, no, I don't actually. I don't trust my cat, but I quite like that about him. You know, he's his own man.
Yeah.
Next thing I've got to say.
Can I just put in a little slip here?
Yeah.
Right. I'm really excited for the little teaser for the listeners.
Well, hang on. I mean, we can't tease it because if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen.
Yeah, it will. We've got a guest. Have you? No, you said that at the start.
I haven't.
Have you not?
No.
You have.
I didn't, I swear. Because I thought about it and I thought, what if he doesn't come up?
You definitely said we have a guest coming on later.
Well, listen here, listeners. We may or may not have a guest at the end of the show. You have to wait and do the distance to find out. Okay, so the last thing before the interview that may or may not happen, a couple of episodes ago, we covered the safest place in Britain to be when the world floods, which it will.
Oh, bloody Lyle.
Carlisle, right? No one wants to go there, obviously. Now experts have shown us the safest place to live if World War III happens, which is highly likely with Kim Jong-un and all the rest of it. So what I want you to do, Jack, is... You can't... Don't look at the screen, because You have to guess... as many as you can, top 10 safest places to live in the world. And I'm talking like geographically and sociologically, well, you know.
Okay, right. Are we talking...
Politically, maybe. Right. Politically and geographically.
This is straight up just for war.
Where's the safest place to be if it all breaks out between like Iran... Korea,
we're not including America. Flooding.
No, this is like warfare, bombs, nukes, all that stuff.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Don't look at that, but just try and give me your top 10 and I'll tell you whether you've got any.
Okay. I'm just going to put my little peaky blinders.
Put your peaky blinders cap down so you can't see it.
Number one.
Yep.
Tonga.
Close, but no.
So, South Pacific.
There is one that's in the South Pacific, yeah.
The only one else I know is either the Hamilton Islands.
It's in America, isn't it?
No, it's off the coast of Australia.
Oh, right.
Or Fiji.
Fiji, got it.
Okay.
That's number 7.
Right. There's 10.
Yeah, you don't have to get all of them. But if you can get number 1, that'd be amazing.
Greenland.
Nope. Although you'd think that would be safe, but it's not.
There's stuff in there.
There's one right next to it, which is number 2.
Next to Greenland?
Yeah.
The Falklands.
No. What? No.
No.
Falklands is near Argentina, isn't it?
Sorry, I'm thinking South Antarctica.
No.
What's that called? Antarctic.
I don't know.
What's that one called? You know what I mean? At the bottom.
The South Pole?
South Pole?
No.
But that's in Antarctica.
Well, geographically, it's not apparently the safest place to be. Canada is number 2, which is next to Greenland.
Yeah, no one remembers Canada.
Yeah, because they're very safe in terms of politically.
Yeah.
And they have like very low crime rates. They're very peaceful.
Yeah.
No one really cares about them, to be quite frank.
Yeah.
I'm
sure our Canadian listener will love that.
Oh, it's true. Excuse me. Any others?
Yeah, okay, so Iceland.
Number 1, you got it.
Number one.
Can I tell you why? Iceland scored a 1 on the Global Peace Index, making it the most peaceful country in the world. In addition, the country is geographically far away from powers involved in global conflict, such as America, North Korea, Russia and Iran, making it the best hiding place to be. Full stop. Do you want to know the others?
I'm going to have a go one more.
All right, one more then.
Chile?
No.
Argentina?
No.
That
would be America, South America, so pretty close to America, which is involved in all this conflict.
Not right at the bottom.
Well, there's safer places India. To be. No. Think of people that are like peaceful, don't get involved.
Peaceful people?
Yeah.
Japan?
No. In history-wise, they're not the most peaceful, no.
Peaceful people.
Yes. Peaceful countries. Don't get involved. Sit on the fence.
Switzerland.
Correct.
It's
number 9.
Swiss. Same thing.
Same thing.
The one that sounds like Switzerland. Sweden.
Nope.
There's
no more from Scandinavia, funnily enough.
Europe?
Oh, there is actually one more from Scandinavia. Denmark is number 6.
Oh.
Places in Europe. Austria. With the far-right situation going on there, I don't think that's true, to be honest.
Did you know that there's no penguins in the South Pole, just on that note?
No.
But there are polar... No. Yeah, there are... No. Oh, move on.
Fact-checking. This is what someone said to us. We got to fact-check this stuff. The others were New Zealand, Portugal, for some reason. Denmark, I mentioned, Austria. Fiji, you got Slovenia, Switzerland, which you mentioned, and Ireland.
Is that where our mate's girlfriend is from, Slovenia?
No, I think it's Slovakia.
Is it?
Yeah.
Not the same thing?
Nope.
Mm. No, that is true. There's no penguins in the South Antarctic, but there are polar bears.
Great. That's fact.
Yeah.
Apparently.
So polar bears don't eat penguins.
Okay,
ladies and gentlemen, the final part of this episode was our highly anticipated interview with our friend, let's call John. However, John unfortunately declined to take an active and direct approach to this interview. So we've had to take ulterior methods to get hold of John. Anyway, without further ado, I hope you can hear him. He is quite far away. Here is John.
Why? Why? What's so bad about it? People want to hear about you.
But we could pretend that you're someone else. Please, can we work out a script where we can get you on it?
Take the mic. Take your mic.
Right, we're on the move. We're going to catch him out.
What about if we offered you some money?
Yeah. What, yeah, what if he gave you 20 quid?
Would you actually give me 20 quid?
Yeah, we'll give you 20 quid for 20 minutes.
No.
What? How about... 5 minutes? Were you going to be entertaining?
No.
What are you going to say? What are you going to say?
Exactly. I was supposed to ask a question about my lineage.
Talk about your gym.
I don't even know what that fucking means.
Oh, he's run with us.
He's run with us. That was a Carson Cow first, which was a mobile first guest interview with John.
John. Yeah.
Thank you very much for listening, and we'll catch you again in episode 6, where we'll hopefully hear about Jack's speed dating.
Beijing.
And Beijing, yeah, see how that one goes, how that one pans out. So, yeah, catch us on at casting
hang
underscore
on.
Cow.
Hang on.
Sorry, what was that? Oh, he's fucked us, he's not even saying nothing.
All right, see you later, bye.
See ya.
Ta-ra now.